Here at the gravel pit, birds are chirping, and you can see Frederick Sound in the distance through the trees. It's easy to see why it's a popular hangout for young people. It's about 3 miles out of town on Frederick Point Road, far enough to be away from adults, but easily accessed, sitting right along the main road. Dark ash remnants of bonfires dot the rocky area. Some colorful graffiti marks nearby boulders like a smiley face in neon green. But what caught the eye of officers out on patrol Friday morning was done in black lettering.
Hate graffiti, swastikas, white power, but hail Hitler.
That's Officer Corey Raleigh with the Petersburg Police.
Anytime that you have this type of hate symbol in a community, it raises concerns. We're hoping, and I say hoping, that's kind of maybe not the right words, but that this is teenagers just as a prank. But when you have hate symbols such as Hitler, swastikas, white power, that does have a concern, especially in a community as diverse as ours, that we have people out there that are willing to put this type of stuff publicly out there that is such a heinous act in history that people have had to deal with that type of hatred.
The graffiti is unsettling for the local police department, but perhaps has affected Raleigh the most. He has experience with hate crimes in his past work.
I have investigated these type of crimes before on a very high level in another community that involved actually federal convictions of people involved in these type of hate crimes. And we're hoping again that this is just something that's just a random act, but know that the police department and the chief of police are willing to find out who these people are and to make sure that that it's addressed immediately. We do not want this in the community. We do not feel it's appropriate for anywhere, obviously in the United States, but especially in Petersburg. We have so many people visit here from different parts of the country, and if anybody was to come take a ride out here on the roads just to enjoy the outdoors and see this within our community, it could have a detrimental effect, especially with social media, if it got out there that Petersburg was known as a place for anything that had to do with a hate crime. If they were to put that out there and that was attached to Petersburg, that would be a tragedy for our community.
The police department wants to get to the bottom of the new graffiti. They're looking to get more information about who's responsible. They're asking people to contact the police department with any information. And they're taking anonymous tips. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.